I'd like to invite children to come down for the first part of the sermon. Is going to be telling a story, and I want you guys to be able to hear it. So come on down and sit here with me, and we'll listen. Etta, can you come down and hear the story? Come on over and listen to the story. Yeah, and if you want to stay where you are, that's also okay. So the story that I'm telling today is a couple hundred years old, and it is the story about animals, who one of these animals is a rabbit, and he plays tricks on the other animals. Has anyone here ever played a trick on someone? Have you ever played a trick on someone? Have you played a trick? I bet you have. I think we all know about a trick that we played on someone before. You want to tell me about your trick? What was it? April Fool's Day, classic. Uh-huh. Oh. That's amazing. Oh, Trixie got Alexa to play scary music instead of the... Okay. It just did it on its own. Alexa was in on the April Fool's joke. That's amazing. Well, I am going to tell you all a story about tricks. And this rabbit was sometimes called Brother Rabbit. But when you start saying Brother Rabbit faster and faster, it starts to turn into Brother Rabbit. Brother Rabbit. Let's try it. Brother Rabbit. 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 Okay, so in these stories, we are calling him Brother Rabbit, all right? And it's just short for Brother Rabbit. And here's how the story goes. Brother Rabbit was in the woods one afternoon when a great wind came up. Can everybody make a wind noise? It blew on the ground, and it blew through the treetops. It blew so hard that Brother Rabbit was afraid a tree might fall on him, and he started to run. He was trucking through the woods. When he ran smack into Bruh Lion. Now, don't tell me there are no lions in the United States. There aren't any here now, but back in yonder time, all the animals lived everywhere. Lions and tigers and elephants and foxes all ran around each other like a family. So that's how come it wasn't unusual for Bruh Rabbit to run into Bruh Lion like he had done that day. What's your hurry, Bruh Rabbit? Run, Bruh Lion, there's a hurricane coming. Bruh Lion got scared. I'm too heavy to run, Bruh Rabbit. What am I gonna do? Lay down, Bruh Lion, lay down. Get close to the ground. Bruh Lion shook his head. The wind might pick me up and blow me away. Hug a tree, Bruh Lion, hug a tree. But the wind blows all night and into the day. Let me tie you to the tree, Bruh Lion. Let me tie you to the tree. Bruh Lion liked that idea. Bruh Rabbit tied him to the tree and sat down next to him. After a while, Bruh Lion got tired of hugging that tree. Bruh Rabbit? I don't hear no hurricane. Bruh Rabbit, listen. Neither do I. Bruh Rabbit, I don't hear any wind. Bruh Rabbit, listen. Neither do I. Bruh Rabbit, there is not a leaf moving in the trees. Bruh Rabbit looked up. There sure isn't. So untie me. I'm afraid what you might do to me, Bruh Lion. Bruh Lion began to roar. Roar! He roared so loud and so long the foundations of the earth were shaking. At least that's what it seemed like. And the other animals came running to see what was going on. When they got close, Bruh Rabbit jumped up and began strutting around Bruh Lion. When the animals saw that Bruh Rabbit had tied up the strong Bruh Lion, you better believe it was the 4011th of Octorary before they messed with him again. Thanks for listening to my story. You guys can go sit down. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As Chris shared this morning, we're in part of this long history of the church looking back at Easter Sunday as a day to remember the trick that God plays on the devil at Easter. It's actually something we hear in the fourth century theology of Gregory of Nyssa, one of our church theologians. He says that Jesus comes incognito, in disguise, putting on humanity as a way to trick the powers into this world, into thinking they're dealing with an ordinary person who can be beaten by violence and death. And then it turns out that this is exactly the thing that all of creation needs to be set free. Ha, nice try, evil powers. Jesus has overcome you by taking on the divine and the human together. I have known about that story for a long time, but it finally touched down for me this week because I started reading these trickster narratives. These stories, like the one I just told to our children, were stories that were told by the enslaved people of African descendants here in the United States. I read these stories as a child. Did any of you read these growing up? No. And this is the one I remember the best. Brer Rabbit is standing in front of a briar patch. And this is a time when Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox are together, and Brer Fox finally catches Brer Rabbit. And at this point, Brer Fox doesn't even really want to eat Brer Rabbit. He wants revenge. He is so angry from all the tricks that have been played on him. He's finally got him, and Brer Rabbit knows this. So he tells Brer Fox, please, please do whatever you want. Just don't throw me in the briar patch. You can eat me or bury me or throw me in the well, do whatever you want, but please, please don't throw me in the briar patch. Aha, thanks, Brer Fox. This is the worst thing I can do to him. And so he winds up with all his might and throws Brer Rabbit into this thick patch of thorns. It's quiet for a moment. And then Brer Fox hears laughter. Aha, scoffs Brer Rabbit. I was born in the briar patch. I know this place like the back of my hand. There's no place that I feel more at home. Thanks, Brer Fox. And laughing, he hops to freedom. This is one of these oral stories that was passed through communities of enslaved people across plantations and homes in the United States. They're stories that were a version of African stories like the Anasazi stories that some of you might also know. And these tales shifted for the trials and tribulations faced by enslaved people in the Americas. And even though the stories vary, the theme is the same. The underdog, the person with no power, the one who's under a threat of violence and terror, she manages to outsmart the opponent with cunning. These are stories about how to survive under the brutal dictate of slavery. They're stories about how to resist when the entire world is piled on top of you. Humor, the hilarity of people who thought they could own other people, that actually put the powers in their place. The small would overcome the rich and mighty, not by meeting power with power, not with force by force, but by outwitting them. But these were also stories that told the truth about people in spite of the way slavery dehumanized. In the Burra Rabbit stories, enslaved people aren't docile or childlike or obedient. They have two minds. They knew how to live in a world, but they also knew how to quietly and secretly assert their resistance through trickery and humor. One of the songs that was passed down through enslaved communities talks about this. Got one mind for the white folks to see, another for what I know is me. He don't know my mind when he sees me laughing, just laughing to keep from crying. It wasn't always the laughter of joy or humor. It was the kind that enforced for the community a truth they already knew about themselves, a truth that many of them knew about God, a truth they knew about the world. And that was what kept them alive by refusing to let the powers of enslavement and capitalism and white nationalism be the final word in their lives. Over and over, enslaved people would call the bluff of the powers of this world through ridicule. When we say that Jesus plays a trick on the devil, we mean that Jesus puts on a life like ours and gets into the heart of brokenness and destruction and then turns himself over to it. And then something breaks open. Gregory of Nyssa has this image of Jesus as putting on the bait over the fish hook of his divinity. The powers of this world are swimming along and see another victim and swallow him up. But, says Gregory, thus life being introduced into the house of death, light shining in darkness, which is diametrically opposed to light in life, might vanish. For it is not the nature of darkness to remain when light is present, or for death to exist when life is active. I understood that as the way that Jesus is. But I also began to realize that this is a strategy for living. We're actually offered in Jesus' life a strategy for resistance in our world. Enslaved people were also tricksters, and they would use ordinary means to confront power that they could not fight openly. Enslaved people would feign illness and steal. I read stories about how they would put rocks at the bottom of baskets to make it look like they'd pick more cotton than they had. Sometimes they would let animals loose, and of course we know they would run away. They made it difficult for the system to operate. They punctured holes in the plans of the white slavers. For some of those people, this came from faith. James Cone writes, enslaved people saw themselves in Jesus' death and they unleashed their imaginations. This is what it takes to survive in a world that continues to be saddled by pain and destruction in this final act of terror before it is wiped away forever. Born and bred in the briar patch. Born and bred in the briar patch. That's what Br'er Rabbit actually tosses over his shoulder before he scurries off to freedom. The hard place, the rough place, the place of thorns, he knows that place. That's his home. He knows how to live there. He knows how to navigate it. As we're called to pattern our lives after Jesus, as we're told to look to the witness of others who live their lives of faith under the gaze and the boot of slavers on plantations, we are invited to participate in daily subversions of power and sin and death around us, to be tricksters. We're invited to outsmart the powers of this world by refusing our submission to them. I think about that every time Jackie and Craig use dumpster diving to call the bluff of food systems that produce massive waste. I think of this when I learn about Black farmers who reclaim land that was intentionally kept from them by the US government. I think of this when we pay off each other's loans. I think of it when my friend Erica is teaching her niece the indigenous languages that were kept from her mother and father by European settlers who attempt to eradicate them. I think of it when we challenge the carceral system through Mother's Day bailouts. We live as Jesus lived, but also as Jesus was. The one who refused to reiterate the same systems he overcame. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. He would enter our life as a fragile infant and give that life over to the wash of human destruction and chaos. And that was not the end of the story. This is where we are too. And it's where we will find life. Amen.